Hangout with Heather is proudly brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall and Big Blue Clothing, South Africa. Good morning and welcome to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, where we will be discussing all things lifestyle, fashion, food and all the fun things that I love to do, which I'm going to share with you guys. It's good to be back with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope that you've had a good start to the week, and I'm going to kick off the show immediately. So one of my favorite places to visit or hang out is Barnyard Theatre. I usually go to the Rivonia branch. I have also been to Cresta, but they do have them all around the country and also in Cape Town as well. Barnyard Theatre Rivonia is actually having an opening night tonight of Viva Las Vegas, which is going to be an absolutely great show. I love Barnyard and I love all the shows there. The costumes are colorful. The costume changes are quick. I have to be honest, these are like probably the quickest costume changes out of a cast that I've ever seen in my life at any show that I go to. I am always blown away by how quickly they change their outfits. I'm convinced there must be a team of about 25 people at the back of the stage just helping them get undressed and redressed. So always fun. It's definitely a family affair. They do matinees on Sunday afternoons. I think they're closed on Mondays, but every other evening they're open and running. So Viva Las Vegas is basically a tribute to the superstars that have rocked Vegas over the years, and it's going to be a rollicking good show. It always is at Barnyard. 10-piece cast, great musicians, and absolutely fantastic singing and acting and dancing. And it literally is a very fun vibe. For those of you who have not been before, very sort of Barnyard-y type atmosphere. If you want big wooden tables, they have a little pizzeria restaurant and a full bar. So you can also, you can purchase something to eat and take it in. You can walk in and out during the show. You can get up, you can sing and dance if you want to, put your lighter on, do a little, if you're getting in the mood, get into a little rock concert vibe. It's always loads of fun. You can also take your own food along with you, so you don't have to purchase there. You're welcome to take a picnic basket along with you. They're actually really not fussy at all, which is very, very cool. They also do fundraising and corporate events. So if you are wanting to do a fundraiser, you can obviously purchase tickets from them at a reduced price and then sell at full price, and that's how you'll make your money. So they do quite a lot of fundraisers and also corporate functions. And you can even hire the venue if you want. So if you're having an event and you need a day venue to do like a team building or whatever, they've got great packages where you can, do your conference or whatever during the day. And then you can get a shortened version of the show at the end just to sort of inspire your staff or whatever. So they've got a variety of packages available. Check them out. They're on www.barnyardtheatre.co.za and go and see what's on at the different branches and what the different packages, etc. are. Really looking forward to Viva Las Vegas. I think it's going to be an absolute treat. Then another place that we visited recently and one that I thought I'd share with you is Bounce in Midrand, in the waterfall corner in Midrand. So for those of you who don't know about Bounce, Bounce is literally a hall filled with trampolines and it is an absolute blast from ages 3 and up, obviously, so no one younger than 3 years. You go along, pay your fee, you get a very cool little pair of like blue and yellow socks with those little rubberized things on the bottom so you don't slip. And you go in and you have an hour to bounce your heart out. So they have things like a freestyle bounce area with different trampolines where you can bounce and bounce off the wall, run up the wall, jump off, all that kind of thing. They have a great big, almost like an airbag that you run. And then at the end, you jump and you just flop into this airbag, which had the kids absolutely squealing with delight. They have a dodgem pit where you get into teams. It's like dodgeball, basically. So you just literally get in there and you throw a ball. If you get hit by a ball, you're out and you go and stand on the side. And it's quite fun. They also got like basketball where you bounce along and then pop the ball into the hoop, which was a great laugh. It was absolutely packed when we went. The prices are reasonable and, it's just basically a giant trampoline park. Loads and loads and loads of fun. And exercise, of course, which is great. They're open every day from about 9 in the morning till about 6 at night. They're even open on Sundays. You'll just need to check the times on the website, but it's really, really good fun. And also trampolining is really good for the body because it gets things flowing again. It gets just kind of gets your organs like kind of like awake and sort of, you know. So some people say, oh no, trampolining's bad for you. It's definitely not. It really is, gets lymph flowing and all that kind of stuff. So it has its healthy benefits and its exercise benefits as well. You can check them out on www.bounceinc.co.za. So it's www.bounceinc.co.za, or you can give them a call on 011-517-2500, and that is Bounce Trampoline Park in Midrand. Fun for the whole family. A new discovery of mine, and a site that I'm actually sort of crushing on at the moment, just because I'm in events management. It is technically a site that's aimed at events organizers, event planners, and also people that are planning their wedding, etc. So it's kind of got quite a wide scope. It's the MICE Planner. MICE obviously stands for Meetings, Incentives, Conferencing, and Events. And it's basically aimed at anybody in those industries. MICE Planner is a site, a website, and then they also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram page. But basically what they do is they feature venues. So every week there's a couple of venues that are featured, from conferencing venues to wedding venues to anything you could possibly need. They also run specials, so eat out specials, conferencing specials, wedding specials, anything along those lines, as well as industry news. Every Monday, the MICE Academy, who actually trains people in this industry, releases some really relevant and thought-provoking articles on what's going on in our industry. And obviously, as a professional events organizer, I really enjoy this site. They also have tips and hints and things to do on the weekend, and it's a really cool sort of all-encompassing site. So you can check them out on www.theplanner.co.za. They are also on Facebook, MICE Planner, and on Twitter and Instagram, MICE Planner. And remember, MICE is with a capital MICE. So check them out. It's loads and loads of fun. And I guarantee you that if you are in the events management industry, or you're looking to plan your wedding, you can hook up with some great suppliers, great venues, get some great specials. So definitely the place to be if you're in the events industry. Then last weekend, we took a little road trip to Hartbeespoort Dam. Now, I have to be honest, I've driven past on my way to Magaliesberg and a variety of other places. I've never actually really stopped in Hartbeespoort, and I was actually sort of quite blown away by the fun and what's going on there, etc. So I thought I'd chat about it a little bit. Obviously, the drive is beautiful, you know, sort of driving over the dam. Little bit green on the side, but not too bad. There were a lot of people doing water sports and boating and stuff. Please watch out for the potholes by Pekinwood. That stretch past Pekinwood Golf Estate is absolutely insane. There are tons of potholes, so just please keep that in mind. Our first stop was a great place called Upper Deck. It is actually not on a deck at all, so I'm not quite sure why they call it Upper Deck, but anyway, it's an absolutely huge restaurant and a very popular biker spot. We went on Sunday morning and the bikes were parked outside in rows, and there were like loads of bikers and biker jackets and all that kind of stuff going on, but a really good vibe. The service was really good. Given the size of the venue and how many people were in there, our service was actually pretty sharp. We waited a bit for our second round of drinks. However, the power had gone off, which I hadn't realized. And then I realized the music had stopped. So that was, the power was off and they were battling to pump the draft. But, the food was good. We had burgers, great vibe. They had some live music on. Obviously, when the power came back on, the music came back on again. And it was really just a great sort of stop and a good, relatively not over expensive meal. So that was our breakfast stop. And around there's a variety of like craft markets and craft sheds and stuff. So once you've had something to eat or whatever, you can just wander around and look at the local crafters, all sorts of woodwork and vases and African crafts. And it was very, very interesting. We then took a drive actually into Hartbeespoort town itself through the tunnel. There was a bit of a wait while we waited because obviously it's a one-way road, so it's a stop-go, so you wait a little bit, and then obviously the robot changes and you go through to the other side. And there were all sorts of productive people selling all sorts of stuff. I bought a giant bag of Avos for 50 Rand, which I was really stoked about, like one of those mesh bags of Avos. They are still ripening. However, I am very much looking forward to when they do ripen, and then typical to avocados, it's going to be eat me all in one day. Otherwise, I'm going to be fraught. So those are still ripening, but that was a great purchase. And then obviously we went over the bridge through the tunnel. It's actually awesome because you can see the sluice gates. You can look down. It's a great view and there's people stop and take photos. It's really, really quite fun. And then as you come into Hearties, there is, an animal and reptile park, which we didn't go to because that's not, I don't really enjoy seeing caged animals. It's not really my thing, but I'm sure it's fun for like families and stuff. And then there's also boat trips departing from there as well. So we could see the boats out, the like cruisers that were out and stuff. So that looked like sort of quite fun. We went for a bit of a drive around the town, which was really beautiful. There's also a huge caravan park as well. And there were tons of people fishing and stuff from the caravan park. That looked quite fun. And then on our way back, we decided to stop at a place called Herman's Panini, which is sort of on the top, like roof level of a complex. It was very interesting. The service wasn't great, I have to be honest. It was very slow. And actually, to be honest, I think she forgot our pizza because when it came out, it was a little bit like it needed to be in there a little bit longer. So I think she might have forgotten the food order. However, that said, we were totally distracted by the view and ordered a couple of cocktails and just sort of sat out on the deck. The whole building or the whole restaurant has quite an almost Mozambican feel to me. Sorry to harp on about Mozambique, but just like, you know, the plaster wasn't coming, was coming off on the walls and like the tables and chairs and that kind of stuff. It almost like just looking at this view and that gave me sort of almost a Mozambican feel. But they do cocktails, they do burgers, they do pizzas, all that kind of stuff. So we sat out on the deck and had an absolutely amazing view of the dam. And just it was a really great day out if you want to go out for a drive and don't want to spend tons of money. You know, that's absolutely something fantastic to do with the family. So that's kind of it from my side for this week. I hope that you've enjoyed it. So, you know, you're welcome to check out Bounce, check out Mass Planner, check out Barnyard Theatre, and we hope to see you. We hope to see you at Barnyard Theatre. I'm actually attending next week. So hope to see you there. Viva Las Vegas. It's going to be an absolute, absolute hit. And that's all from my side. So thank you for joining me on Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook. Please look me up on Facebook. I am also on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. And I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. And I look forward to connecting with you on social media. And we will chat to you again next week. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love.